This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In South Africa, ruled since the end of apartheid by the African National Congress, it's big news when the ANC gets a new leader. And last night, delegates to the party's annual Congress overwhelmingly chose a new man, Jacob Zuma. It was a huge defeat for President Thabo Mbeki, who wanted to hold on to the job, and it puts Zuma in line to be the next president of South Africa. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt was there for the announcement and the celebration that followed.
The number of votes received by Comrade Jacob Zuma, 2,000.
The wildly exuberant crowd drowning out the overwhelming numbers giving Zuma victory. Jacob Zuma, 2,329 to Thabo Mbeki's 1,505. It was the comeback kid moment for Zuma, once the country's deputy president, fired 2 years ago by the president, Thabo Mbeki, over charges of corruption, and further tarnished in a rape trial in which he was acquitted, but for which he was widely criticized for statements some gender activists called sexist. Others criticized his statement that he took a shower to protect against HIV after having unprotected sex with the accuser. But clearly the massive outpouring of support and votes showed these issues paled in comparison to hand language of the rain-soaked voters. Two raised fingers indicating Mbeki's two terms was enough, and rapidly rolling fist indicating it was time for a change.
Ever since 1994, nothing happened.
Noma Kwesi Boniswa, ignoring the pouring rain outside the conference hall as she passionately told me change was the reason for her pride in Zuma's victory.
We haven't got water, haven't got toilets, even the electricity, and we're living in rural deep areas. You know, we want change.
A new dawn
was how Andreas Moegi, a voting delegate, was describing the Zuma victory in one of the many congratulatory phone calls he's taking in a parking lot outside the conference hall. Even the charges facing Zuma of accepting bribes in a government arms deal are not clouding his new dawn.
In South Africa, we have the best constitution money can buy. So one of the clauses says, you are not guilty until proven otherwise.
But change clearly was the operative word, from parking lot pundits to those in the ivory tower.
I think there will be change in style of management.
Adam Habib, University of Johannesburg's Research and Innovation Department.
You're going to have a president who jigs on the conference floor. He's not going to be quoting Shakespeare. He's going to strike an easier rapport with people.
Even an Mbeki supporter like South African businessman Kusasele Jack agrees, and reflecting further on the fact that the last contested presidential position in the ANC was over 50 years ago.
I think the situation is such that our loss is a good thing that shows a strengthening of our democratic system in the country.
The pro Mbeki Jack echoed many in the immediate aftermath of the Zuma victory.
I am confident also that Zuma will be able to work very hard to assure the international community about the fact that South Africa is not going to depart from this road of stability that we have embarked on.
And others hoped and believed that Zuma would be true to their image of him as a man of the people and begin the work of reuniting the ANC. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Polokwane, South Africa.